Week 7 of the NFL season is underway. It's time for Steve's best bets for your Sunday and Monday. Hello, Mr. Rapp. How are you?
Good, Pat. I'm obviously better than you guys. Oh, this is a funny story. I don't know if it's a funny story for you. You know, I'm in Toronto, and we had a wonderful 27-degree sunny day here where I got out and played a round of golf. You know, very bonus at the end of October. So before, you know, coming on, I'm thinking, well, I'm going to come on and say, well, I hope you guys, you've enjoyed a nice Friday afternoon as well. And then I see you're -9 and snow. So I'm going to guess the answer to that question would be no, you haven't.
Well, the good news would be it's no longer snowing. It snowed for about 5 straight hours. And now, and it's not the type of snow, it's warm enough that it doesn't stick. So, like, it's getting chewed up by the road. So, I mean, I guess if you're looking on the bright side, there's that. But no, it's not lovely here.
No, it's not. No, yeah, I'm not. And I don't think that just not that you need a weather update, but I don't think this is going to last. There's now alerts about tornadoes coming through. So I guess the cold air is coming in and saying, hey, what are you still doing here? Get out. So that's about it. Yo, Pat, 1-2 last week, and the 2 that I lost were so bad, I might just count them as 10.
Really? So what?
Yeah, Green Bay and Dallas.
Yeah, that's
I was on
right.
the wrong
that's
side of
right.
those.
Right. You were on the big side.
But I'll tell you something. I mean, okay, so you look at Dallas, and then, okay, this is before last night. I tweeted out, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm looking at that division, Philadelphia +135 to win that division. I'm going, well, they're going to get healthy. Dallas might get healthy too, but Philadelphia's going to get healthy. Dallas has got real problems other than injuries. So then I was feeling pretty good about going into last night, and then there's just something wrong with every team in that division. So I was wrong on Dallas, but I think everybody's been wrong on Dallas. I just don't know if they can turn it around.
Yeah, it's that division is such trash, and I'm kind of with you. They've got a big game this week to potentially move back on top of that awful division. Let's get into your picks of the week, my friend, as we focus in on Week 7. Let's start with Cleveland and Cincinnati, Battle of Ohio, and last check at Sports Interaction had the Browns on the road favored by 3.
Yeah, and Pat, I think we're going to get a little value on both sides of the equation here, and that's why I'm going to go back to the Cleveland Browns to bounce back in this Battle of Ohio. Sports Interaction opened this one, Browns -4.5. We've had early professional money, has sided with the Bengals. To my benefit, the line now sits, as you say, Browns -3. The last time we saw these teams, Cleveland was getting manhandled by the Steelers. Bengals just missed the upset of the Colts. You know what? We talk about it all the time. You're never as good as you're bad as you looked. And the reality for both these teams, Pat, is probably somewhere in the middle. I mean, as we saw last week, Baker doesn't like to get pressured. I don't think that'll be a problem this week, as well. Pittsburgh ranked #1 in pressuring the passers. The Bengals ranked 29th. I talked about it last week as well. Forget about taking points at home in the division. It's always been a staple of mine, Pat. You know that. But as I said last week, those rules are out the window this year. The Browns average over 27 points a game with last week's bad effort factored in here. It's a revenge game for the Browns. They gave up 35 in the loss in Week 2 to the Bengals. I don't think that the Bengals can keep up with them here. I do think there'll be a lot of points scored in this game. You might want to look at over the 50.5, but I will take Browns -3.
Okay, let's go to Pittsburgh and Tennessee. This line's done a little moving, but last check in this marquee matchup had Tennessee at home at Sports Interaction favored by 1.5.
Yeah, this number's kind of jumped the fence back and forth. You're always on top of things. I always love doing this segment. 2 5-0 teams.
I'm just a degenerate.
Meet the big matchup. Sorry?
I'm just a degenerate.
Yeah, I know. We're all degenerates. That's what we're doing. We've gotten through a pandemic. How else are we going to get
exactly.
through these 2 5-0 teams. This matchup originally scheduled for Week 4. The home Titans opened, as you said, they were a small 1-point favorite. We've had a pros versus Joes matchup here. The Sharps have been on the Titans, public as they always are, going to be solidly behind the Steelers, especially with them at 5-0, one of the biggest public teams. So that keeps this number at 1, what I'd say now move to 1.5. Again, good for me. I'm going to be on the public side here. The Titans winning, but maybe you should buy a lottery ticket as well here. They've snatched victory from defeat against Denver, Jacksonville, and Minnesota. Shouldn't have beaten Houston. Got 3 turnovers and 3 scoring drives of less than 25 yards versus the Bills. due to all the COVID rescheduling, this will be their third game in 12 days. And that's tough to do in the NFL, let me tell you. And it's not like I've played. I just know that's tough to do. All the luck the Titans have had, it has to turn at some point. The Steelers have the number two defense in the league, the number one versus the rush, exactly what you need against Derrick Henry. Tannehill has been very good, but let's see what happens when they take away the Titans' best weapon. I'm going to take the number's gone on my favorite, Steelers, plus 1.5.
And finally, Seattle-Arizona, big divisional showdown with the Seahawks favored on the road last check by 3.5.
Yeah, and this game just got moved to the 8 o'clock, the prime time, because they weren't sure about Vegas and Tampa Bay, so they didn't want to leave NBC without a game Sunday night. So this is the prime timer now. Undefeated Seattle, open 3 minus 20 favored in Arizona. That line's been pushed to 3.5 behind pretty good public action on Seattle. There have been some professional groups on Arizona, and I personally think this line will be 3 by Sunday, Pat. And I'm going to fade the public here. If you've watched football over the last decade or so, it will seem like the Cardinals always do well in this matchup. You'd be right. Arizona's covered 7 of the last 10. The dog has prevailed 9 of the last 10. Arizona did that most of the time. Next to Tennessee, I think Seattle may have the flukiest of 5-0 records. They have one win against a team that doesn't have a losing record, that being Miami. They rank dead last in the league in total defense. And Russell Wilson, you always got to really plug your nose and hope when you're going against him. He's a problem to bet against. And I know they're coming off the bye, but I don't think their resume deserves being a field more than a field goal favorite in this matchup against a team 6-1-2 in their last 9, 3-1-2 in their last 6 against the division. And Seattle just doesn't blow things out. It's always going to come down to one score. I'll take more in the field goal, plus 3.5. I think you might want to jump on that one because I think you're going to see 3 by game time if you like my dog.
So here is what we've got for Steve Rapp's picks of the week for week 7. Cleveland minus 3 versus Cincinnati on the road. Pittsburgh plus 1.5 on the road against Tennessee. And Arizona plus 3.5 at home to Seattle. Tell us what's coming up this Sunday inside the lines from 8 until 10:30 our time.
Oh, you got all the games, like what, 13, 14 games this weekend. We will tell you who's in, who's out, who's COVID, who's not. What games have been changed around. And I'll tell you, not just betting, but if you're doing fantasy football, you want to listen to our show because we'll tell you who's out and who's in. And Todd and Phil and our picks, which weren't very good last week. So, it's when we have a bad week, we usually as a group bounce back. So you might want to jump on us this week.
And finally, tell us about Sports Interaction, Canada's sports book.
Well, all the NFL games, all the halftime, tons of props. They're really putting up tons of props. Big fight, big UFC fight tomorrow afternoon. That's there. And European soccer, everything else that's going on while we wait for hockey and basketball to start again.
Good stuff, my friend. We'll talk next week. Thank you, Steve.
Can't wait. Stay warm out there, Pat.
Yep. Thank you, pal. It's Steve Rapp on the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline.